K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Monday morning. Yes, right back to Monday, folks. It is the 3rd of February, 2025. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that's football, women's golf, going on right now. We will come back to that. I'll probably record something about that tonight. Here as they are... last time I checked, this is going to go up. This is going to be moot point, but they were outside the top 10 last time I checked there. But we will dive into all that in their episode. But this is the postcast edition of women's basketball here on this podcast, women's volleyball, women's soccer, indoor track and field. Your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for checking out the show wherever you get your podcast, whether that is Spotify, iTunes. Sorry about that. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your K-State podcast. Eddie Greer III, 2013 K-State grad, current alum. Make sure you continue to spread the word about this podcast. I cannot thank you guys enough for continuing to share the podcast, spread the word out about this podcast. We have seen, after the first month of 2025, already continuing the building blocks of getting out this podcast. And you guys continue to rock with us as well. So thank you for doing that. All right. So Dylan Sunflower Showdown yesterday, women's basketball, 11th ranked K-State women's basketball there. And I got to tell you, it was a little close in the first half, but when you look at the score and the way that this team shoot the three ball, we have talked about it. Really, since the last few years of this podcast, if K-State wins basketball, shoot the ball very well, it's going to be hard to beat this team. It's going to be hard to beat this team anyway, given the fact that, yeah, I get it. They don't have Aoka Lee. I understand that. But they shoot a three like yesterday in Lawrence. They're going to be harder to stop as K-State just ran KU out of their own building yesterday by the count of 91-64, almost putting a triple digits on KU yesterday there in Lawrence. Jalen Glenn leading the way for the Wildcats in this one. This was with game high 19 points, 7 of 10 from the field, knocking down 5 threes yesterday afternoon in this rout. And yeah, this was a little close to the first half, but K-State was locked in from beyond three-point range yesterday. KU had no answer. Let's simplify it. Simplify how it is. KU had no answer for the three ball, it seemed like, in this game as a big third quarter. Like we have said all year long, K-State has put the throttle down on opponents, women's basketball. This season, in the third quarter, they did it again. The closest they got was after the first quarter, 20-17. And after that, it was all K-State after that, right? 17-8 in the second, and then the 30-burger in the third quarter. And, of course, KU outscored K-State only by 2-4, but it didn't matter by then. But the three ball, I want to get back to this. They're making everything from downtown. 65% shooting. Ooh! That's going to be that. Nobody ain't going to stop that. Nobody's not going to stop that. If K-State, like Terrence Sides, comes to mind, jumps off the page right off the bat, that's automatic right there. Jalen Glenn, she's on point. That's automatic. Serena Sundell, she's shooting back there. Tamir Poindexter, she's shooting back there. You get what I'm saying? These gals all year long can knock down shots, especially from beyond three-point range, or NBA range, you want to call it. But this team can beat you in whatever shape, way, fashion, right? Obviously, when Aoka is healthy, quote-unquote, this team's hard to stop. But if Aoka's not all there, or she's hurt like she is right now, unfortunately, K-State having to rely on other aspects of the game, the three ball, 65%, that's 15 of 23. that's crazy. This is crazy, man.
65% from the field. No, excuse me, 65%. They shot better from downtown than overall in this game, but which is still almost 60%, 59% shooting from the field K-State did in this basketball game. It is hard to stop. It's hard to stop. And now I told you, I think they have what it takes to win basketball games. They just have to trust in each other. I shouldn't even have to mention this, right? Jeff Mitty, big smile after this basketball game. It felt like K-State. It felt like a home game in there. A lot of K-State fans showed up in Lawrence yesterday. It felt like listening to that crowd. Woo! Sorry, no, I'm not trying to throw shade at KU. Maybe a little bit. It felt like a lot of K-State. It felt like a home game for K-State. And obviously, with the Dillon Sunflower Showdown, Lawrence, not far from Manhattan, about maybe an hour drive at the longest, right? It definitely felt like K-State up in there. And given the success in the last 3 years, and seeing, we've seen K-State, the same team K-State women's basketball beat teams from three. This is just a total beatdown as Jasmine Halliburton, a friend of the podcast, KC Sports Network, beat the Run It Back pod, belt the ass once again on your rival yesterday in Lawrence. It's Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State women's basketball rolled over KU yesterday, 91-64, getting K-State women's basketball 11th ranking in the country. Of course, the polls will come out, so I will not have that until tonight. But going on here, 21-2 for K-State, 9-1 in the conference, trying to keep up with TCU, which they have done throughout 2024-25 season, dropping Kansas to 14-8 record, and now for KU, 4-7 on the year for them. Let me see here, going to them real quick. Santa Copeland led KU with 17 points yesterday in 34 minutes of action, 6-8 from the field. Perfect from speaking of 3-point range, she was perfect from downtown, 3-3. From downtown, Jalen Glenn, as I mentioned, hit five shots from downtown there. Tamir Poindexter, hey, I could do it better. Perfect from 3-point range, 3-3. Sienna Walker hit a three. Serena Sundell hit a three. Let's see, Terrence Siles, 4-9 from downtown. Cassell Sanchez also hit a three. So it's hard. If K-State raining threes, you're not going to beat this team. It's just not. Second chance points, 11. Points in the paint, 32. Fast break points, 21. Lead change four times in this game. Points off of turnovers. That's another thing. You turn the ball over in any aspects of this game, K-State could take advantage. 21 points, 32 bench points as K-State continues to dominate opponents as they dominate KU. In the Dillon Sunflower Showdown Part 1, 91 here. Oh, I'm going to get the score here. 91-64 yesterday in Lawrence there. So let me see what we have from. Yeah. And this was actually with Serena Sundell in foul trouble throughout much of the game there as well. So Jeff Mitty, we're going to keep it simple here on this podcast, this episode, saying, quote, we got good production from everybody that played in this game. I thought our centers gave us a big lift today. We thought from Kennedy to getting off Liza mopping, blocking shots. Imani Lester continuing to play solid, very good minutes across the board there as well. And so big win again for K-State there. And let me see next who they're playing. Oh, we're going to get some from Terrence Siles here in a minute. But going to the next opponent here in a big matchup. About damn time. TCU comes to Bramlage Wednesday night. Monumental game. For them, 6:30. Wildcat Nation, y'all know what it is. Show up. 6:30 tip. Wednesday night. Bramlage Coliseum going to be hopping. Not for sure. We have been waiting for this. It really sits. Look, Iowa State was supposed to be right there. They've had their issues, but I did not see TCU. Let's be honest here. I did not see TCU beat up in this mix. And now you're going to get a taste of TCU now for a shot at sole possession of first place in the Big 12 Conference. I cannot wait for that. Terrence Sides, after the win, dominating performance over KU here. Like I said, Terrence Sides, 4 of 9 from downtown. And she says, quote, probably not like that. 65%, that's pretty good from three, I think. Just goes to show when we push the ball and just find open players and play well together, anyone can knock down that shot. And that's fun basketball. Of course, you're going to say that the lethal sharpshooter, we're going to call her that. Terrence Sides, the Salt Lady, rising sophomore, continues her outstanding play here in her second year in Manhattan, Kansas. As well, she helps her ball club take down KU in Lawrence, part of the Dillon Sunflower Showdown 91-64 in a monumental showdown now with TCU and on cue. Yes, sir. So this is going to be sole possession of first place in the Big 12 Conference. Both teams 9-1 in the conference play and having the same record. Well, Wednesday, that is going to change. So somebody will leave second place. The other is going to be on top of the Big 12. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast is found free and available daily when I have a chance to record K-State content. Big time show from K-State women's basketball, 11th ranked country, as the three ball dominates yesterday over KU, 11th ranked Kansas State, 91, Kansas, 64. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas. This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. I can't continue to spread the word about this other K-State podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. We'll be talking to y'all throughout this week, Cats. Okay?